Hey y'all, welcome back to Life's a Vibe Unfiltered with yours truly, the host, moi, Emily. Hopefully y'all had a great week and that you enjoyed my last episode on reality TV. I'm sure some didn't, some did. But yeah, give me some feedback on that. So I'm actually recording in the morning for this episode. And so I usually do my drink of water, but y'all, I have like I had like 40 ounces already, so now it's coffee time. Coffee, coffee, coffee time. And the more that you learn about me, I love me some coffee time. So I am gonna just do a little stir here and take a drink. It's so good. I made some homemade pumpkin spice creamer, the healthy version. Let me just tell you that. And it's so good. It's like so good. I'm surprised. Anyways, that kind of segues me into today's episode, number 9. You guys, we have one more episode after this for this season. That's crazy to me. Crazy. So first and foremost, thank you all for coming on this journey with me because it's super exciting. A lot of growth is happening for me. And I hope with, you know, my previous episodes and stuff, the growth is happening for y'all too because that's very important. Always growing. Anyways, I digress so much. In today's episode, I want to have a conversation on wellness, okay? And specifically, I'm going to be sharing a lot about my wellness journey. So I just want to give you guys a little bit of a background on that. Currently, my wellness journey was started, oh my gosh, like 8 years ago, I would say. And I would say that was more of a weight loss journey. And my wellness journey, I would say within the last like 5, 6 years. And the difference is wellness is the overall wellness of yourself, right? Physical, mental, emotional. That is wellness. Weight loss is purely that, right? We're just concerned about the numbers typically and looking to lose weight. Well, I had success in both, but the healthiest, in my opinion, is just an overall wellness journey. There are differences, like I just stated, between wellness and weight loss, but the relationship between the two can create something pretty amazing. I actually shifted my metabolism, and now my metabolism is running much higher than it did before. And that's just pure wellness. What I put into my body, how I feed my soul, my emotional well-being, my mental, and then physical, obviously, as well. But the relationship between those two, when you get those two locked in, weight loss, wellness, it can improve from the inside out, right? So your cardiovascular health, your blood sugar, joint health, and you have what I talk about as metabolism, but just like this overwhelming amount of energy in the beginning, because it's like, where was this before? Like, I don't know what this is. Also, there's a direct correlation between wellness and emotional well-being. So for me, I really kicked off hardcore my wellness journey about 4 years ago now. And I went through a really tough breakup. Let's just put it like that. It was real bad. And instead of indulging in other things, I indulged myself in the gym. And I was in the gym a lot. So that was helping right there my emotional well-being. Being in the gym, working out, moving, just kind of, to be honest, you guys, at that point, I needed to get that situation off my mind. And the only way that I could do that was like heavy cardio. That's kind of confusing. Heavy cardio. Like, are you lifting cardio? Like, what are you doing? But a lot of cardio. So that really helped, which in turn, my self-confidence was shot. Even to this day, you guys, like, I really struggle with my self-confidence. And for the people that know me, they would think like I'm lying because I come across very confident. But speak it into existence, right? Yeah, I'm confident. I'm hoping it still clicks in there sometime where I actually feel it. But anyways, that like improved my self-confidence, which in turn improved my body image, which is just like, who doesn't want all of that? I mean, that's fantastic. I'm going to also be talking about the natural approach. So like holistic, that's a big word now, but the natural approach to weight loss just beyond dieting, right? Dieting is, well, I'm going to get into it, but I have good vibes on dieting, and then I have icky feelings on it. So I'll get into that, but let's just get into what is wellness. So there are three types of wellnesses that make up overall wellness: physical, mental, and emotional. Physical wellness would be your strength, your care for your body, right? Like your cardiovascular system, improving mobility, stretching, things to that nature. Mental wellness is knowing your coping skills and working productively, not procrastination. So we can go back to some of my episodes, you guys, and let's just tie all this together. What mental, realizing your coping skills, that goes to self-talk, communication, how you handle situations. If there's a heated situation, how are you going to handle that in the best way for you and the outcome of that situation, right? So a lot goes into the mental wellness, mental health, right? That's another word for mental wellness. And mental health is, to me, it's very important. And then thirdly is emotional wellness. So being able to identify your emotions and manage them, that's the kicker, right? So for example, in my Tennessee trip, I took a growth step, which I shared with you guys, and my ability to identify my emotion, my rage or my anger, my sadness, my disappointment at that time, and to shift those emotions into, here we go again, bringing the mental, a coping skill that I had. Well, I had it for a long time, you guys. I'm not gonna lie. I had that coping skill for a while, but I didn't always use it. So to apply that coping skill and be able to walk away from said situation. That also, the emotions, emotional wellness, I want to throw this in there, and I'm not sure, this might just be something that I personally deal with, but I have a tough time adapting to change. I'm not real good with change, and that's something that I'm working on because life is ever changing. I think for me, it's more so on a daily basis. That if my routine is changed, I'm like, ugh, it just kind of irks me. I'm not gonna kid you guys. It actually really irks me. So one thing that I'm working on now is my ability to adapt to change and not have that affect my emotions or my aura, my vibes, right? I've shared with you guys, I'm definitely a person who wears all my emotions on my sleeve. So if I'm not feeling it, like, the people around me are gonna know whether you know me or not. Like, I'm not real good at putting like a protector on it for other people. So there's that. So those are the three: physical, mental, and emotional. And that, just again, just to recap, that's the overall wellness. Okay. Those are three key components that make up wellness. The misconception to weight loss, though, is the quick fixes. So going from wellness to the weight loss, we're kind of talking about the whole journey, right? So if you want to lose some pounds, I mean, I did for a really long time, and now I'm just trying to construct my body in the way that I want it to look, right? So the composition I'm trying to figure out. But if you're looking to lose some pounds, I really suggest that you check in with yourself on those wellness, on those three wellness areas. Your physical, right? You may want to lose some weight, so there is improvement to be there. What is your mental like? What is your emotional? Because I want to tell you this, if those are not in check, or at least, on your radar, the weight loss is not going to come as easy for you. So that's what I really wanted to bring everything together, circle around, that wellness and weight loss are very closely related. And for me, those quick fixes were just that. They were quick fixes. I was looking to lose weight, and I'm going to tell you guys my total right now. I'm currently down 50 pounds from my heaviest weight, which was about 8 years ago. Now, I did get down 80 pounds, and that was my lowest, which was not healthy for me. Well, it was not how I wanted to be. It was probably healthy. I was very thin. I'm a tall girl, 5'8". Well, okay, let's be real. I always say 5'8", but like I'm really 5'9". I just always wanted to be a little shorter. But 5'9". So being at that thin point for me, like my lowest, I wasn't confident in my body image there. So I started doing more weightlifting and not so much cardio, which helped me build my composition more so in the way that I had wanted it. But those quick fixes were not it. I'm talking like no carbs, only protein, meal replacement shakes, supplements, like if that's a thing. I have definitely fell in the fad of taking a diet pill before, and it is not good, y'all. Don't do it. I'm so against it. I also want to give some credentials to how I'm speaking on this. I don't think I shared this with you guys, but I am a personal trainer and I just finished my nutritional coaching through NASM. So I am like real big on the fact that like we can do this, quote unquote, holistically or naturally, whatever you want to say, we can do it that way. So these quick fixes, please don't put your heart through it, you guys. Don't put your heart through those weight loss pills and just the rash diets. However, I do want to say this. I think it is a good thing if it's more than 10 pounds that you're looking to lose and you cut out the unhealthy carbs, sugar, and unhealthy fats for a few weeks. I think that's really good. You're really just going to jumpstart your metabolism, kind of shock your body, which if you're looking to lose, 20 plus pounds, that's your best route, but very short term. And go to your doctor, make sure everything is in check, because if you're shocking your body, your body's not able to handle that, not a good matchup. Okay, so definitely reach out to me. I am accepting clients, so there's my little credential. I'm like, let me just sneak that in there for myself. But quick fixes didn't really work for me. When I started cutting out dairy and my diet really changing, along with me going to the gym and pairing it with, like, y'all, I was doing some severe therapy on myself during this time. I kind of was in, I'm not gonna say kind of, I'm just gonna be candid. I was in a manipulated type situation, and kind of, I wasn't kind of, look at me like having a problem identifying and saying what it was, because I really dislike the fact that I went through this and it makes me feel weak, but I'm just being vulnerable with you guys. So I was brainwashed, and the only benefit that those two things had for me in my journey is the fact that I was able to start completely over. I didn't have, like, mentally, right? I was able to build myself up from the ground. So I really suggest that, again, all your wellness categories are being met before you go, if you're looking to go on a weight loss journey. So let's talk about my timeline. So when I first started my journey, was going through a breakup again. So I was not happy though. Well, I shouldn't say that. I was in a situation where I feel like my weight gain, because it was pretty significant for a while, had to do with hormones, but also my unhappiness. I wasn't really happy. I was so stressed, you guys. I wasn't necessarily eating like shitty foods, or my portions weren't always out of control. Now, let me tell you, I was definitely big into dairy, and maybe once or twice a week I would go out to eat fast food wise. So way different than my lifestyle now, but I just, I wasn't happy. So anyways, let's fast forward. Went through the breakup. I was out of the house. Like, I got my own place. I was out of the house for a few months only, and y'all, I dropped like 20 pounds, slightly over 20 pounds. And I was like, what the heck? And that's what I really want to stress. I know that I said it in like the overall wellness, but really the mind-body connection is crazy. And if you're having a problem with your body image, go back to the tactics and like the practice of mindfulness and affirmations and check yourself. Be able to look at yourself under a microscope. Like, when are you eating? Is it stress or emotional eating? I would highly, highly, highly suggest you getting a journal, a food and mood journal, and take pictures for progress, okay? And that even is the twinkle in your eye. Like, is there a twinkle there? I hope so. If there's not, like, let's work on the mental and emotional side of wellness as well. So, when are you eating? Jot all that stuff down. I kept a journal of everything that I ate for 2 months, you guys. I wrote down literally everything I ate. And I didn't, okay, not every single day, every little thing, but I was very on top of it. Like, I would say 90% on top of it. I was writing everything down. And that really helped me because I was able to look back and like see, okay, where was I? And for the life of me now, I cannot find those notebooks. And it really stresses me out. When I was prepping for this episode, I was like, oh, let me just go back. And I was even talking to my man. I'm like, I don't know where these are. I was going around the house and I'm like, I don't know where these journals and these notebooks are. And he's like, what? That was before me, so he wouldn't know. But anyways, definitely keep progress. Hold yourself accountable or get yourself a coach, an accountability partner. So our overall wellness, mentally, emotional, physical, right? Let's get to the nitty-gritty. Let's get food for wellness. Feed your body what it needs. Our bodies don't need deep fried and or processed high sugary foods. Yes, enjoy those in moderation. I have cheese curds every now and then, and I love them. Or I'll have some wings, and there's a local spot that I absolutely love their ranch, so I might have some wings with my ranch, you know what I'm saying? Like heavy on the ranch. I might do that and I will enjoy it. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. But just understanding that you need to be giving your body the nutrition that it needs, and that is not the nutrition it needs. So enjoy those things, what you want to indulge in, but keep in mind that you should still be feeding your body on those days with protein. So just a little tip or something that I do. If I'm going out to eat and or if I'm craving some cheese curds or, you know, on my days that I have my lobster bisque or my deli salads or something, I'm definitely making sure I get a 60 gram protein shake in. 100% because my body needs that protein. At this stage for me in my physical journey, I need to feed my muscles so I keep my muscles. So that is what protein is for. With that being said, feed your body what it needs. These restrictive diets, when we're talking about, you know, like I said, no carbs, that's not really realistic longevity wise. So I wouldn't suggest that if you are looking to lose 10 pounds. I honestly would suggest don't cut anything out totally. Just go over your daily, right? So maybe for a week, log your food and then see where your portions might be exceeding or how are you feeding your body? Is it more with fatty foods, which would make sense for weight gain or a little less than what we want as far as body composition? Hydration Nation, like how many episodes am I kicking off the conversation with a cheers to water? Today it's coffee, but I just told y'all I had 40 ounces of water already this morning, and it's very early. It's 6:20 in the morning. But I want to talk hydration, my journey, because there was a direct tie when I started drinking a half a gallon of water a day. My metabolism started increasing. So I looked this up because it was like pretty interesting. And if you drink 500 milliliters of water, it increases your metabolism by 30% in both men and women. That's crazy. Drink your water. Like, don't we all want a faster metabolism? Hello. And that also helps us break down our food and process our food. So drink your water. It's so great. Get yourself a cute tumbler and walk around with a gallon, a half gallon, whatever you want. Now I'm drinking about a gallon, sometimes more, sometimes a little less a day, but my average is a gallon a day. And I don't know, I just now I crave water. Never was a thing before, but I crave water now. It will also help you sweat out your toxins, right? If we're hydrated, we're going to be sweating. What we sweat out is toxins. Our body does not need that. It's excreting, right? Just in a different way than using the bathroom. So, sweating is healthy. But I thought that stat was pretty impressive, to be honest. So when I read that, I was like chugging water. I'm like, go, 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 go. Okay, yeah, my heart rate. Like, I feel it. The thermogenics is go kicking in. Let's go through this whole process. So going to the movement and like getting yourself active, that water is so important, right? You feel like you have that little bit of extra energy. So if you're kicking off your journey, drink that water, and then within 5 minutes, like just get up and start moving. And I've talked about this before in other conversations that I've had with you guys. Just get moving. If you're just starting off, walk in place for 20 minutes in the morning. Do your stretches, dynamic stretching. Really get moving. If you're somebody who already goes to the gym, kick it up a notch and push yourself a little bit. You know, that's good. Find what you like to do, and it won't be such a chore, I promise you. So if you enjoy walking, like I said, take a walk, walk in place. I mean, here it's very cold for half the year. Walk in place, get yourself, you know, one of those walking pads or whatever. I see them on Amazon. A lot of people have them. I don't really trust myself with it though, because there's no handlebars. That's a big commitment. Also, I love incline. So if you like strength training, go, like I said, go lift something heavy. I lift things up and I put them down. Like, let's do it. I love it. Oh God. Get that aggression that you have in there. Get that irritants. Get whatever peeved you off. Like, just let that out. Let that energy just exude by lifting something heavy. Oh, it's so good. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna definitely strength train today. But if that's not for you, there's yoga, there's Pilates, there is so much out there, so many different options. But just get moving, find what you enjoy and get moving and stay consistent. I mean, they say it takes 21 days to create a habit. Y'all do it for 30, do it for 2 months. Put yourself on some type of challenge and have yourself have an accountability partner. Reach out to me. I would love to help y'all. And just stay consistent. Yes, we're all gonna have slip ups. We're human. Totally fine. Don't beat yourself up when that happens, because it's going to. But overall, stay consistent. Hold yourself accountable to what is right now. For me personally, I'm on the portion of my journey where I am maintaining and trying to grow muscle. So that's the state of my journey that I'm on. Finding that sweet spot, staying to that sweet spot, and staying consistent with that sweet spot as far as my diet goes. So what I'm putting in my body, right? My macros, all that kind of stuff. But if you guys are not sure about macros, come talk to me. I can help you. Okay, I got y'all. So I'm just gonna recap for you guys. Wellness journey and weight loss have a direct correlation. Your wellness is overall, so physical, mental, and emotional. So make sure that all three of those areas are at least on the right track as far as being able to be in a healthy state of mind. Like, you can not be happy with your body image, that's okay. Be aware of where you're at in each one of those categories, physical, mental, and emotional. Spend some extra time on yourself if needed, on certain ones, because they will really aid in your overall weight loss. So not only is it body image and confidence that your overall wellness will help, but also it's gonna really do a world of wonder for your cardiovascular health, blood sugar, joint health, and just your overall energy, which is going to again play into your emotional and mental wellness and your body image and confidence. Make sure you are eating what your body needs. If you have questions on that, again, please reach out. This is what I do, or one of the things that I do is coach people on nutrition and being a physical trainer. So please reach out to me. I would love to help get yourself moving. And overall, just y'all enjoy what you do. Love yourself. positive self-talk. Give yourself those affirmations. I still do that every single day. And some days it's harder than others. And like I've said before, I'm human. It's not legitimately every single day, but I do my best. And the days that it happens, which is overall majority, I feel so good. I really do feel like I love myself. So take that time, and show yourself some love. And let's kick off the physicality of the overall wellness. And if you want to take the weight loss and wellness journey, that's amazing. If you're just looking for a wellness journey and weight loss is not on your radar, that is wonderful as well. And I'm here for it all. So again, I just want to say thank you guys for all your support. Like, this has been a crazy season. So much growth for me. Definitely confidence gaining within myself, which is huge. So thank you guys, and reach out to me. We're gonna have wrap up episode number 10, which I'll close out the season with that. So please feel free to email me, hit me up on Instagram as far as if you have anything that you have questions on so far this season. I can touch on that on episode 10. Otherwise, if I get a lot of feedback, I might just do a bonus episode for all the Q&As. That might actually be fun. Yeah, I think I'll do that. So, anyways, be on the lookout for that. Also, be in communication. I'm your gal. If you need anything, I'm certified personal trainer. Just finished my nutritional coaching up. So let me know if I can be of any assistance. And I hope that y'all have a great week. Don't forget to subscribe, follow me on my Insta, and let's just go out in peace and wellness and happiness, right? Happiness. Thank you all again, and have a great week.